At a Tampa press conference, lead University of South Florida researcher Erin Kimmerly announced her team had made their first positive DNA match in 14-year-old George Owen Smith, whose last known location was Dozier about 70 years ago. The match came from his now 85-year-old sister, Ovelle Smith Crowell, who says she was surprised when she heard the news.
At first, I was totally speechless, and I really didn't know whether to believe it.
Robert Straley says he, too, was surprised by the news, but he's just glad the process to bring closure to the family searching for answers can begin.
Of course, the importance of them finding this boy's body after 74 years, I believe it was, means that anybody in there has a shot at finding their loved one as well.
Straley is one of the so-called White House boys who say they survived abuse at the North Florida school. He says he's also happy that state officials agreed to extend the permit for the researchers to continue their work until early August of next year. USF researchers have so far uncovered the remains of 55 bodies. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.